9. Estevan the Traitor. An East Carhider's tale, as told in Goran Herring by Tobord Chorhawa and recorded by G.A. The story is well known in various versions, and a Hobbin play based on it is in the repertory of traveling players east of the Kargav. Long ago, before the days of King Argovan I, who made Carhide one kingdom, there was blood feud between the domain of Stark and the domain of Estra in Kermland. The feud had been fought in forays and ambushes for 3 generations, and there was no settling it, for it was a dispute over land. Rich land is scarce in Kerm, and a domain's pride is in the length of its borders, and the lords of Kermland are proud men and umbrageous men, casting black shadows. It chanced that the heir of the flesh of the Lord of Estra, a young man skiing across Icefoot Lake in the month of Irem, hunting Pestri, came onto rotten ice and fell into the lake. Though by using one ski as a lever on a firmer ice edge he pulled himself up out of the water at last, he was in almost as bad case out of the lake as in it, for he was drenched, the air was Kurum, and night was coming on.
Footnote. Kurum, damp weather, 0 degrees to minus 20 degrees Fahrenheit. End of footnote.
He saw no hope of reaching Estra 8 miles away uphill, and so set off towards the village of Ebos, on the north shore of the lake. As night fell, the fog flowed down off the glacier and spread out all across the lake, so that he could not see his way, nor where to set his skis. Slowly he went for fear of rotten ice, yet in haste because the cold was at his bones, and before long he would not be able to move. He saw at last a light before him in the night and fog. He cast off his skis, for the lake shore was rough going and bare of snow in places. His legs would not well hold him up any more, and he struggled as best he could to the light. He was far astray from the way to Ebos. This was a small house set by itself in a forest of the Thor trees that are all the woods of Kermland, and they grew close all about the house and no taller than its roof. He beat at the door with his hands and called aloud, and one opened the door and brought him into firelight. There was no else there, only this one person alone. He took Estravan's clothes off him that were like clothes of iron with the ice, and put him naked between furs, and with the warmth of his own body drove out the frost from Estravan's feet and hands and face, and gave him hot ale to drink. At last the young man was recovered, and looked on the one who cared for him. This was a stranger, young as himself. They looked at each other. Each of them was comely, strong of frame and fine of feature, straight and dark. Estevan saw that the fire of Kemmer was in the face of the other. He said,
"I am Arik of Vestra."
The other said,
"I am Therim of Stark."
Then Estevan laughed, for he was still weak, and said,
"Did you warm me back to life in order to kill me, Stockfin?"
The other said,
"No."
He put out his hand and touched Estravan's hand as if he were making certain that the frost was driven out. At the touch, though Estravan was a day or two from his kemmer, he felt the fire waken in himself. So, for a while, both held still, their hands touching.
"They are the same,"
said Stockfin, and laying his palm against Estravan's, showed it was so. Their hands were the same in length and form, finger by finger, matching like the 2 hands of one man laid palm to palm.
"I have never seen you before," Stockfin said. "We are mortal enemies."
He rose and built up the fire in the hearth and returned to sit by Estevan.
"We are mortal enemies," said Estevan. "I would swear Kemmering with you."
"And I with you,"
said the other. Then they vowed Kemmering to each other, and in Kermland, then as now,
That vow of faithfulness is not to be broken, not to be replaced. That night and the day that followed, and the night that followed, they spent in the hut in the forest by the frozen lake. On the next morning, a party of men from Stark came to the hut. One of them knew young Estrepan by sight. He said no word and gave no warning, but drew his knife, and there in Stockfin's sight stabbed Estrepan in the throat and chest, and the young man fell across the cold hearth in his blood, dead.
"He was the heir of Estra,"
the murderer said. Stockfin said,
"Put him on your sledge and take him to Estra for burial."
He went back to Stock. The men set off with Estrepan's body on the sledge, but they left it far in the Thor forest for wild beasts to eat, and returned that night to Stark. Therum stood up before his parent in the flesh, Lord Harish Remir Stockfin, and said to the men,
"Did you do as I bid you?"
They answered, "Yes." Therum said,
"You lie, for you would never have come back alive from Estra. These men have disobeyed my command, and lied to hide their disobedience. I ask their banishment."
Lord Harish granted it, and they were driven out of hearth and law. Soon after this, Therum left his domain, saying that he wished to indwell at Rutherer Fastness for a time, and he did not return to Stark until a year had passed. Now in the domain of Estra they sought for Arik in mountain and plain, and then mourned for him. Bitter the mourning through summer and autumn, for he had been the Lord's one child of the flesh. But in the end of the month Thurn, when winter lay heavy on the land, a man came up the mountainside on skis and gave to the warder at Estra Gate a bundle wrapped in furs, saying, "This is Therum, the son's son of Estra." Then he was down the mountain on his skis like a rock skipping over water, gone before any thought to hold him. In the bundle of furs lay a newborn child, weeping. They brought the child in to Lord Sorv, and told him the stranger's words. And the old lord, full of grief, saw in the baby his lost son, Arik. He ordered that the child be reared as a son of the inner hearth, and that he be called Therum, though that was not a name ever used by the clan of Estra. The child grew comely, fine and strong. He was dark of nature and silent, yet all saw in him some likeness to the lost Arik. When he was grown, Lord Sorv, in the wilfulness of old age, named him heir of Estra. Then there were swollen hearts among Sorv's Kemmering sons, all strong men in their prime, who had waited long for lordship. They laid ambush against young Therum when he went out alone hunting Pesthri in the month of Irum. But he was armed, and not taken unawares. Two of his hearth brothers he shot in the fog that lay thick on Icefoot Lake in the thaw weather. And a third he fought with, knife to knife, and killed at last, though he himself was wounded on the chest and neck with deep cuts. Then he stood above his brother's body in the mist over the ice, and saw that night was falling. He grew sick and weak as the blood ran from his wounds, and he thought to go to Ebos village for help. But in the gathering dark he went astray, and came to the Thor forest on the east shore of the lake. There, seeing an abandoned hut, he entered it, and too faint to light a fire, he fell down on the cold stones of the hearth, and lay so with his wounds unstanched. One came in out of the night, a man alone. He stopped in the doorway and was still, staring at the man who lay in his blood across the hearth. Then he entered in haste, and made a bed of furs that he took out of an old chest, and built up a fire, and cleaned Therum's wounds, and bound them. When he saw the young man look at him, he said,
"I am Therum of Stark."
"I am Therum of Estra."
There was a silence a while between them. Then the young man smiled and said,
"Did you bind up my wounds in order to kill me, Stockfin?" No, said the older one. Estevan asked,
How does it chance that you, the Lord of Stark, are here on disputed land alone?
I come here often, Starkvin replied. He felt the young man's pulse and hand for fever, and for an instant laid his palm flat to Estevan's palm, and finger by finger their two hands matched like the two hands of one man.
We are mortal enemies, said Starkvin.
Estevan answered,
We are mortal enemies, yet I have never seen you before.
Starkvin turned aside his face.
Once I saw you, long ago,
he said.
I wish there might be peace between our houses.
Estevan said,
I will vow peace with you.
So they made that vow, and then spoke no more, and the hurt man slept. In the morning, Starkvin was gone, but a party of people from Ebo's village came to the hut and carried Estevan home to Estra. There, none dared longer oppose the old lord's will, the rightness of which was written plain in three men's blood on the lake ice, and at Sorv's death, Therim became lord of Estra. Within the year, he ended the old feud, giving up half the disputed lands to the domain of Stark. For this, and for the murder of his hearth brothers, he was called Estevan the Traitor. Yet his name, Therim, is still given to children of that domain.